anything to it. So I filled out, took a blank check, and I filled it out for $240. I said, well, if you sign your name out here, this will be in effect as of now, starting this minute. You'll be insured. Give your name, pen, sign it on there. I took all the papers and put them in my briefcase. I didn't say another word. And I got nearly to the door. He says, wait a minute. He says, where are you going? I says, to hunt another sucker.
And the clerks, if they didn't rise him, he didn't say a word. He walked out and went in the drugstore and he bought malts for everybody. But I got quite a kick out of selling Burrow. I had rather have sold him than any two guys. So.
Did he have any insurance
there? He had a little policy, but it was purely an accident deal. And he didn't understand what he had. He thought he had a life insurance. It was life if he was killed accidentally.
Oh, my.
But he didn't understand what he had. He didn't know.
The merchant?
Yeah.
Old dragon store. A respected merchant.
That's right. And I told him, I says, now, according to our state laws governing insurance, bro, I can't run this insurance policy down to you. I can tell you what you have and what you don't have. It's good for what it says it'll do. I'm sure they'll do it. And, well, I want so-and-so and so-and-so. Well, not long ago, he was buying out a place, and he didn't have enough money. And he was really threatened. He liked $1,500, having enough money. And he was talking to me one day, and he said, how are you going to run and get $1,500, dude? Yeah, I said, I'm going to get $1,500. I says, you've got it. Well, I'd like to know where, I said, sir. That 20 pay endowment at age 65, you check the cash value on it. It's worth about $1,600 right now. Oh, he says, couldn't be worth that much. And he got it and figured it in. I think it's close to $1,700. Oh, he says, you did sell me a good deal, didn't you?
Oh, that's nice. When they want it, it falls that way for them.
But the easiest sale I ever made, Dr. Green, a young doctor that came here. He was broke when he came. But he realized the need for life insurance. He had a wife and two children. And I approached him one day. He bought $10,000 of 20 pay life and paid the premiums quarterly. He wasn't able to pay them annually at the time. And exactly 6 months later, he called me, says, Howard, I need some more insurance. Can you come down? I've got a little time. Yes, sir, sure can, Bert. I sold him another $10,000 of 20 pay life and got a year's premium then in advance.
I think this is something that they take up with them in medical school, the need of insurance. I'm not certain, but this seems to be the way it works with doctors.
They surely do, because it is, to my opinion, a necessity. And I had this attitude about it. I never oversold anyone. I never sold a guy one that I knew he couldn't pay for it. In fact, one boy wanted to buy $5,000. I knew he wasn't able. I talked him clear down to $2,500, because he didn't realize what he was buying and his income and all. But I actually felt this way about it. When I sold a man, I felt like that I'd done him a favor. I really did.
That way, you go into the confidence. And
mm-hmm. Yes, you've got to have the confidence, and they've got to know that you won't lie to them. Mm-hmm. That what you tell, you can back up. It's the truth, the way you present it. And nothing is covered up. And I always made this kind of a deal. When this policy arrives, it won't come to you, it'll come to me. And I'll bring it to you.